You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino the Mayor. Special thanks to Cheese Curd Nick. Man, is he going to be popular at the NFL draft at the Stadium View in a couple of weeks or what?
I'm still just finishing up. Sorry. I thought you were going to.
You just pulled a Mino.
Brats, burgers, cheese curds.
Yeah. And those. Okay. The Todd, stories? Very seldom. Like, eats during the show.
Right.
Cheese Curd Nick brings in those brats, and 2.5 minutes later, we go to a break, and he goes, man, was that brat good? I go, you ate that? He goes, yeah. I said, I've never seen you eat in the studio before.
You can't bring food in and just leave it sit there.
No.
You know, and now there's a quiche
it's
out in
delicious.
The
but aren't those good brats?
Yes.
Wow.
And his cheese curds are so lightly breaded. You know, it's not too heavy. It's going
to
be fun.
You know, that's the key to almost everything.
Right.
I mean, the heavy breading takes away, I think.
Well, it's like a fish fry, too.
Right.
I'm not a fan of that beer-battered fish fry.
Me neither. I want to
I like a light batter.
As possible.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot in that cheese, boy. That's good.
I hate to say this. I don't like to talk about fast food places, whatever, as far as, you know, promote them. They get enough. I like the mom-and-pop type place enough. But I got to be honest with you. Culver's Flounder fish sandwich with a really, really light breading is a really good
fish
sandwich.
He's onto something with that, right?
He really is.
I've never had that.
Oh, you got to try it.
Craig Culver, and he talks about it too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a thick piece of fish and a real thin breading.
Because sometimes you go to these fish things and it's
where's the fish?
It is.
Yeah, I know they were doing a walleye one, which I'm not a fan of. But
of walleye you're not?
Well, it's okay. It's not my favorite, but I love perch.
Okay. Fish sandwich at Culver's, and I think they've won some things too. Remember, they did that.
They won my loyalty. I was just surprised. You know what I mean? Just kind of one of those things.
Michael,
Lisa. Lisa. She won't talk.
She won't talk. What do you need?
I just want to say thank you. Did she actually make this quiche this morning?
She did. Yes.
Tell her I need the recipe. I'm going to make that this week.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's put some money on it.
He's going to make a quiche,
right? Okay,
you can buy them pre-made at
No,
Aldi.
I don't want that. Okay.
Lisa, right, make we'll me another quiche quietly so I can win
that's
a bet.
That's what's going to happen.
Man, is that good.
So, Michael, Simple Life Hospitality.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing? You've been doing a little traveling, checking out other...
I was traveling. I did some international travel with it was for a little bit of work, and then it was for just some rest and relaxation in Rome, and I went to see a friend in Sicily, and that was pretty amazing. We've been doing okay. You know, I think the one thing we're seeing in a lot of, you know, the news stories that are out there is that it's a little quiet, you know, for the draft. And we have just started to see in the last 2 weeks our reservations starting to hit at our homes, primarily around Lambeau Field.
Right.
And we're still hopeful. Listen, you know, we've got a great inventory of homes near the stadium and just in Green Bay in general and in Door County. We got a booking in Door County for one of our homes in Sturgeon Bay for that weekend. And so we're hopeful that we still are going to see the homes rent. Are they renting for those higher prices we hope for? No, probably not. Length of stay has gotten shortened a little bit. Instead of someone coming in maybe for, say, Wednesday through Sunday, we're seeing a Thursday through Saturday kind of scenario now. So maybe two nights. But we're, like I said, we're still positive about it. We're doing the best we can. And I think overall, I think the draft is still going to be a great event, a great experience, great for the city, great for the state. I mean, and you know, but you know, we're doing what we can do.
I was telling John, we talk about this all the time, and it seemed like there was a little bit of a lull. I just want to say that for those of us who kind of have their ear to the ground on this, and why is that? But I think the information from the NFL, and it is an NFL event.
It is.
You know, it's not like the Green Bay Packers, nope. Or it's not a chamber event. I mean, this is an NFL event, and Maybe some of the information was a
the
little...
The way they dole it out is piecemeal. Right.
Very piecemeal.
Very piecemeal.
Very piecemeal.
And it's hard to connect the dots, because if you miss something, you miss it. You know,
you do. And I think the hype, listen, I was here a year ago almost when we started having this conversation about the draft and talking about the excitement built around it and how many people were going to be in town and how well it did in Detroit and in Kansas City. And we still feel the same way, you know, that it's going to be a big event. But the hype was so high. And did was it oversold? I don't know. I'm not saying it was, but is, you know, the number of people who are actually coming here. Now, one thing we've heard and I've seen is that there are a lot of people who are staying outside the area. You know, they're staying in Milwaukee, they're staying in Madison, they're staying, you know, north of town, and they're driving in for the day,
right.
You know, or they're coming to town and they're staying with friends and family.
Right.
So,
Michael, if I could jump on that real quick here, has there been any analytics in regards, and I love using networks, I feel so smart. Are there any analytics in regards, like when you look at Detroit, because in my mind, I see those big drone shots of sea of humanity and everything. Is there any analytics of like, how many of those people are within, let's say, 100 miles and then 200 miles where it's a day trip versus from all over the country?
Yeah, there is. And I haven't seen those numbers, although what numbers we've looked at are the percentage of homes that were rented prior to the draft. And so Detroit was very similar. Last week or the week before, I think in Detroit only maybe 19% of the available homes were rented. And so we're not too far off. I think a little bit below that, but still, you know, when you look at this as a community and you look at Detroit or even Kansas City, I think Green Bay is a drive to. If you think about Minneapolis, Chicago, even Detroit, Des Moines, Iowa, Milwaukee, Madison,
the UP.
Can't forget the UP.
Can't forget those six people.
But yeah, I mean, I think we're going to see more and more people coming in, and it could be for a day trip. And I think the weather, I listened to the show the other day when you had Brittany on. I think that's going to play a huge factor in what days you're. I mean, I'm going to be here that whole week, and I'm going to be there Thursday night, Friday, Saturday. But I think it's going to play a big factor into people deciding if they're going to come up for it.
I think this weekend people are going to decide to come up. It's going to be 65 degrees. Let's go to Green Bay.
Maybe more accurate forecast.
Right. I will say this. I don't think this event people do a lot of planning for. Let me just tell you, it's not anecdotal. This really happened this weekend. I was with a friend of mine who's got three boys that are, I don't know, 26, 27, 28, whatever. And you guys coming to the draft? Oh, yeah. What are you doing? Well, we don't know. And I said, well, do you have any concerns about it? You know, the traffic on 94, you know, we're a little worried about that, but where are you staying? I think we're staying with some friends. It was just so loose. Like, you know, I would have my hotel, I would have this, I'd have reservations. So, and that made me feel kind of good that there's probably a whole lot of kids like that are 30 years old that are coming. And they went last year, and it was actually, they went when it was in Chicago. Okay. So that's how long ago, that's how many drafts they've been going to. So anyway, it's going to happen.
But I will say this about kids, having kids. I can say this, when we were going to make a trip to Green Bay, when I was a kid with my parents, man, they got that Devroy motel slot locked up.
Your parents,
you packed a cooler. Because you're not going to stop at a restaurant on your way there. You're going to have your lunch at a picnic table someplace. You're going to be here at this.
Right.
Saturday morning at 9, we have to be. You know what I mean?
These guys aren't like that.
These kids?
No, they're not like that. I mean, I'm even doing a Zoom call next week with my buddies from Chicago and Madison who are coming up, and we're doing a Zoom call to talk about, okay, when are you getting to Madison? Where are we meeting? Where are we heading? Yeah. What time do we have to leave for Lambeau Field? You know, what do you have the passes for Stadium View? I mean, all of that.
Right.
I just love planning because it makes it so much. It's just so much easier and it goes smoother. But I will say the same thing for housing. You know, as we started to see the reservations come in, they were coming in, you know, maybe a day less, meaning they're not staying three nights or four nights, they're staying two. So Thursday and Friday night, and then they're leaving right after, you know, Saturday. And the amounts of the revenue as far as the nightly rates, we've had to adjust based on what's happening, based on the fact that hotel rooms are now available.
Michael
Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. Yeah. Talk about a couple of your quick places here, Michael.
So we still have available quite a few homes. Nitschke Nook is available, which is very close to the stadium. The other side, one of the sides of our Green and Gold house on True Lane is still available. Okay. Cheesehead Hideaway, I believe, is still available. Not sure on Stadium View, but I think it might be. So we'll have to check on that. But and then all we still have quite a few homes, draft only homes in Green Bay that are available, probably another 6 to 8 of those.
Okay.
And then our Door County properties. And we, like I said, we did get a rental in Door County. So, you know, it's and it's someone who wants to spend a little time in Door County and enjoy Door That's County awesome. On top of the draft.
I hope when people come here, I don't think the city has tried. And there's some pretty cool things. We got, what, 5 bands that won that first night?
Oh, yeah, at Light, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the last night, and they've got 3 barges of fireworks, which is a lot for us, you know? I mean, 4th of July, we only use 1.
Are they still talking about a drone thing? Are they going to have a drone thing?
Not this one. It's going to be fireworks. But, you know, festival's putting that on, and that's going to be... And then they have, on Saturday, it's a pretty big name. I forgot who it is. But anyway, they're really trying. They got a lot of activities going on. I hope when people get here, they're like, okay, maybe I will stay another day. You know, I don't know.
I'm hoping. I mean, you know, again, I think it's one of those things. I was in Door County yesterday and we met with some folks up there and asked them, you know, kind of what's the buzz in Door County. And it's the same thing. You know, we don't know. They don't know. Like we anticipate people are going to be coming up here. And even the person we met with had been asked, you know, should businesses open early? Normally we don't open till mid-May. Should we be open mid-April now? Because we're going to have see this influx of people coming up there for the weekend, and it's a crapshoot. We just don't know.
Michael, and I understand the NFL owns it.
NFL
I understand
owns it.
That.
Yeah.
But we're talking about people coming from a distance away, and the entertainment being a big part of it. I'm really surprised they didn't release their headliners a month ago, where somebody from Iowa might say, "Oh my God, you know who's playing? We got a chance to do that and see the draft
and see him for free."
And free.
It's him for free, because there's still a lot of things where it's going to be like.
Yeah, and I don't know.
I
don't either. And, you know, I think because the draft is free, which is great, I'm glad the NFL makes it free, because I think if it was a paid-for event, it would be very, very challenging. It's great that it's free, but is that causing someone in their mindset to be like, oh, it's a free event.
It's not
if we go,
cool.
we go.
Right. But if it were, I would almost prefer it be paid for, because we would have
more
ticket
of a commitment.
Sales. We'd have ticket sales.
Right? I mean, that would be nice.
Gauge.
You know?
Yeah. Because we know that there is... Like it's free, but it's there's you can buy tickets for preferred seating.
Exactly,
and those are sold out. So we know there's going to be at least 500 people.
Yeah,
and there is a little. you know, there's a little bit of the, in the NFL headquarters. It's like, what are you going to do? We're the NFL.
No, they don't care.
We're going to send our quick break. Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. Back up this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
That was funny.
That was very funny.
Hey, Todd,
we just had a moment of, whoa. You ever had that? Like, you're talking with this person who's, you know, a normal person, and then you mention, you know, oh, he studies butterflies. Yeah. What? Who does? Oh, my God. He's an entomologist? Is he into the monarchs? Or there's someone? Okay. Michael, just now,
yeah,
we're talking about, because I told you, Jim says, well, we got a big name coming on Saturday. And I was thinking, you know, on the draft headquarters, the main stage,
right,
you know,
right.
I go, who was it? And you go, well, you know, we talked about it. I said, I missed that. I don't know if I was, what? I don't know. Who was it? Who's the big name? Mike goes, yeah, who's the big name? And Jim, well, that Wu Chang. And Michael goes.
Wait, Johnny goes, well, yeah, that's not a big name.
And no, Michael goes.
It's huge. Like the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, Wu-Tang Clan? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Where are they going to be?
Oh, no.
I didn't know that. Nobody told me that. Are you kidding me? They're legendary.
They're legendary.
He went insane over this time.
Now why, so is that really happening? I thought it was De La Soul.
Well, I'll tell you.
Just wait. There's bookends, right? It's the first night with one and the fireworks, and then it's the last night Saturday with that goes till like midnight, which is pretty late for us. So, and they're both at Light Park with food trucks and
we ain't hip.
No, we're not.
We ain't hip.
All I'll say is, if it is Wu-Tang, it is.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah. So, you're going to be up here then?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Michael, your people.
It's probably one of the most influential music artists over the last 20 to 30 years as it relates to, and I'm not a huge hip hop guy, but as it relates to hip hop, reggae music, I mean, so influential into so many different music genres, that band.
It's before the gangster rap kind of took over.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So
that much I know.
All right. So you should do an ad for us, for one. You should do an ad. Secondly,
do an ad for the Wu-Tang Clan?
No, for the festival.
Oh, for
yes,
the festival.
Michael, could you do that for me, yeah, please?
But Michael.
Hi, this is Michael Friedman. I'm originally from Duluth, Minnesota.
And am I a Wu-Tang guy?
And then we rocked the North Shore of Duluth in 1989. Like, you can't believe and believe.
If you are into, hello, like, Insane Clown Posse 2 and do the makeup, then I want to.
Yeah, that is true, the Insane Clown Posse. That's another great.
When your people check in and they're checking out on Saturday, say, hey, look, you guys, did you know there's a free event tonight? It's the last night of the draft. Granted, that's,
yeah.
And that's why this is called, the party is called Draft 8, because Saturday night is the 7th round, and the party is called Draft 8. The
nice.
8th. So,
8th round. Yeah, eighth, last
very
round.
Cool.
So, yeah, have awesome. Them stay another night.
I'll work on it. I mean, I'll do my best.
You so. Just, no disrespect in any way, shape, or form, but I just wouldn't have taken you as being a
right
musical enthusiast, savant almost, of the late 80s.
So I grew up in the 80s, so right. I mean, that's my thing. But music in general, just for me, I mean, this isn't related to the draft, but I love all music, classical, country, old country, blues, bluegrass, jazz. I mean, I think music in general, it does so much for your soul, and it helps heal the mind, the body, the heart, in so many different ways.
Well,
music to me.
We have Ace Champion on here, and Ace Champion goes back like 10,000 years with Chinese instruments, and he can tell you what they were designed for, which part of your body.
Oh, right. Yeah, without a doubt. No, I mean, and I, you know, so all music, and, you know, even like hardcore stuff, I love Metallica. I love Rage. I love Rage
Being
Against.
Drunk
Rage Against,
and weary.
Rage
I
Against,
went to my Molly's chambers.
Yeah. Rage Against the Machine. And then I also love that soft stuff. Like, I'm a huge Neil Diamond fan, and so, Barry Manilow,
how
too.
Can you, well, don't get me started on that. Because both those are in my wheelhouse, and I get pummeled for that, for Barry Manilow, the way Jim gets pummeled for Liberace.
No,
that is true.
I think Barry Manilow is good. But
would you tell people on the radio
if you had pneumonia?
No, I don't know about that. That there was a game on that night too, wasn't there?
I was dealing with a life-threatening pneumococcal. Pneumonia.
Okay. That's not even a word.
Yeah, it is,
it
Jim.
It is a word, Jim.
Because you know why? That's what George Gipp died of. That's why I know that word. Okay?
Okay.
And he's from the UP. I had that. It's a respiratory disease. And I was on my couch by myself with an oxygen mask. And
he didn't have an oxygen mask. And he took an
I had a mask, Jim.
And he took
a mask.
And he took an Afghan.
Had a mask.
Wouldn't you call it like a blanket or a sheet? He calls it an Afghan.
You were on your deathbed.
On my deathbed.
Took an Afghan.
Watching Barry Manilow concert.
There's nothing wrong with
Thank
that.
Thank you.
And like on the other station, was that like a playoff game or something?
No.
Which is totally against his grain. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he admitted it, and I just thought that was funny. That's all.
I have no problem admitting I'm a Barry
Thank
Manilow
you,
fan.
I neither, but to that degree, I thought he went a little far.
It was a Christmas special, Jim.
You're right. That's what it was.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, that was he turned
I'm a big fan of Christmas specials. Of any genre.
I did.
The old Andy Williams Christmas special.
I did. That was good.
Yeah.
That I'll give you that. Anyway, yeah. We have to give you the lineup for Wednesday and Saturday at Light Park here, so you can give it to your customers when
sure.
they check in.
I love that. That would be great. Absolutely.
And then we have the couple festivals that are down here, and so we'll it's a card that you can just leave in their hotel room like you do with your coffee and everything mm-hmm. else. So okay,
I mean, no, we'll definitely do that
in their house.
Hotel. Absolutely.
Now, Michael, heading into this draft type thing, are when you guys go to a city and you do this, do you look for not just that week? Or are you hoping for like letting them know, hey, you know, we got some of these places are almost like Airbnbs. We can take care of them for you if you want to come back for a game.
Yeah, I mean, this is unique because we have so
many. It's easier to come to the draft than it is a Packer game.
It is. And, you know, we have our Packer homes that we rent out every year for Packer games. And obviously so much of those types of rentals are predicated on, number one, how well the team is doing.
Yeah.
You know, if the team
is
great.
Hate to say it, but that's true.
It's if they suck, you know, people aren't coming. And so, you know, from that angle, you know, we feel like, you know, we do pretty well during Packer season. But for us to go into other cities, it's really not our forte in the sense that we're going to go, you know, we've been asked or I've been asked by industry colleagues, you know, do you want to rent homes out in, you know, East Rutherford, New Jersey during the World Cup next year? And really, it's not our gig. You know, we don't know that market for us to try and go into a market like that and do something. But we're doing great. You know, we're growing as a company. We're looking to add more inventory in Door County this year. We're actually even looking at some markets outside of Wisconsin as we expand our company.
You would hope that Green Bay would get back to this Tall Ship Festival, which the EAA, which is good. Packer training camp, you don't know how good you are. And people still come to that no matter what. Those are good things that you can bring families.
Several thousand people for a bowling thing and gymnastics at the rest center.
Right.
So we anticipate we're going to do more business like that.
You got to look into the Marinette area. They got speedboat races on the river this year. International speedboat races.
Oh, that's cool. It's...
Quick break. Michael, can you stick around?
Sure.
I'm going to grab another quiche.
Absolutely.
Right after this.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 72-year-old Appleton man is sentenced to 2 years in federal prison for failing to pay over $1 million of employment taxes. Douglas Larson owned and operated Mods International and Mods Client Services, which manufactured and installed residential and commercial buildings from shipping containers. Court records show that over the 14 years he owned the business, he withheld employment taxes from his employees but refused to pay the money to the federal government. Judge William Griesbach says that the sentence would have been longer, but he took Larson's age and failing health into account. Food insecurity is an issue in Northeast Wisconsin affecting children, students, and adults, but especially children, says DeLorean Walls of Brothers Helping Brothers Wisconsin.
I get kind of emotional when I talk about that, especially with the kids when having food. I was talking to a teacher the other day ago. Most children come to school because they can get a breakfast sandwich. Then if a kid gets suspended, they don't get that. Or on a spring break, on a summer break, they don't receive that food.
As federal programs are seeing funding cuts, Wisconsin food banks are set to lose over $2 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Wall says people can help by donating to the Packer Superfan Food Drive, which will be held at First and Goal April 23rd. Don't feed the turkeys. That's the message from the Appleton Police Department. Over the past couple of years, wild turkeys have caused traffic congestion and other problems in the city. Aggressive birds have even attacked vehicles. Police say the feathered fiends are congregating because people are feeding them. And while police haven't started issuing citations for feeding the gobbling gobblers, that could be next. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back with Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. And I'm not even kidding. We have to tell Lisa thank you so much. Lisa, we were talking quiche last week, and she made it for us, and it's fantastic.
Well, I said I was bringing in a quiche, and then
if
Lisa,
we thought you were making one.
We did. Yeah, that was
you did kind of the way you said it. It sounded like you were.
A lot of people did.
You just delegated it.
Hey, we're like, hey, can't believe Michael is making you guys quiche.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then text after text.
I just had my slice.
Isn't it good?
Oh my god!
It's amazing. Really, really good.
Tremendous.
It's not
spinach, bacon, and mushrooms.
No mushrooms.
Cheese. Spinach, bacon, cheese.
The quality of it's good. You got a good lot of ingredients in there. You didn't.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get it where it's just all egg. You know. What I mean?
And it's just bland.
Right.
Listen, I had the idea. I'm an idea guy.
Oh my god!
Like some other people here sitting here. I'm an idea guy. So.
I've had some where you know you can just visualize the taste of it. Where you can buy like, is it just the egg yolks or the egg whites? Yeah. A carton of them. And you just kind of pour that in and cheese.
But then they add some broccoli, and that's. But this stuff has the real deal.
It's delicious. I actually had Lisa's lasagna the other day too. That's pretty special as well.
Lisa, you guys would be so proud of me though the way I eat now at restaurants and stuff. So I go yesterday, go right across the street here, Hagemeister. Mm-hmm. Okay, had a nice chicken wrap like I always have. Okay. And she says, what do you want for a side? I said, what are the options? She says, sweet potatoes, which I love. Sweet potato fries. God, I love them. So sweet potato fries, chips, or regular French fries.
Mm-hmm.
I said, do you have a vegetable option? She says, we've got broccoli. I said, all of the broccoli.
Wow.
What?
Okay. Wow. Kudos. All right.
Look at you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look at you.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Todd?
What'd you dip it in, John?
Well, I will say this.
Cheese sauce?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, Michael, you want to just hold off here, Michael? I mean, we don't have enough coming at me. I need one more from the blind side. Okay. I asked her for some extra butter, pads of butter.
There you go. Okay.
To spread on that.
No, close. I mean, that's close. Okay.
You got to have something.
Butter's good.
I mean, come on, it's broccoli.
Butter's good for
you. Yeah, thank you. No carbs.
Yeah, there you go.
So aren't you proud of me? I took broccoli over French fries.
That's good. The sweet potatoes, though, that's not, out of those three.
They're actually pretty good for you, for being a potato.
But broccoli's better.
Broccoli's
but
better.
But if you had those three, that was the best choice.
What's that new thing I said I was going to grow?
Weed?
No. Remember, Todd, we had the guy on. He was talking about this unbelievably great vegetable. It's a root vegetable. It's really good for you. We had a lady on. It's something we'd never heard of. She said it's like a potato. And you can like roast them, and it's like so healthy. It's
a turnip, right?
It's like a turnip. It's a root vegetable.
Rutabaga?
Nope. Keep going. I don't think I'd ever heard of it before. What is it?
Fennel?
Nope.
Was it yucca?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yucca.
Yes, yucca.
It's like a sweet potato, isn't it? I think. I don't know.
It's a little like a potato. I will say this, that Reggie at Caribbean Taste down in Appleton, right? He makes that now, and he makes them into fritters.
Oh,
my gosh, they're so good.
I think it is a Caribbean thing because there's a Peruvian restaurant in Madison that does Peruvian roasted chicken.
Who does Peruvian fries?
Yucca fries.
I didn't know Peruvians had their own type of food.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jacob Vandenplas says rutabaga.
No.
Not that.
Because we were talking about that with the pasties.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But what a rutabaga is.
Right.
So it was something different. But what you said, yucca.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Rutabaga.
Is it the same as rutabaga? Yucca?
No. You said rutabaga.
What is it?
Okay, whatever. All right.
Rutabaga.
Speaking of pasties, there's a pasty shop off of Lineville Road I noticed the other day when I was driving by.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Off of Lineville?
Yeah. There's a pasty shop.
I've never noticed that.
Neither. Yeah, I don't know if they're any good, but.
Oh. Welcome to Food Chat.
Yeah.
We just sit around talking about what we like and we don't like.
Right.
It's the entire show.
Yeah.
The whole show. Hey, Michael, one more time, though, about Simple Life Hospitality.
Yes,
tell people what, you know, what you guys have to offer.
So we, you know, we're a full-service vacation rental.
And again, I know maybe those people aren't listening, but those people's relatives who maybe don't want somebody staying with them for a week.
Yeah. We still have homes available for the draft that are obviously available for rent, you know, whether it's Wednesday through Sunday or just Thursday, Friday or whatever your needs are. We have a really nice selection of homes still available here in Green Bay.
And we've been in some of the homes and they're immaculate.
Yeah,
they're great.
They're awesome. And they're close to Lambeau and or walking distance or a very short Uber ride. And then we have a really beautiful selection of homes in Door County for those individuals who want to, you know, be participating in the draft, but maybe for the weekend, you know, they want to have a little, you know, Door County experience, which I think is great.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so, but we, you know, we're a full service vacation rental management firm. We manage close to now like 150 homes, mostly in Door County, North Woods, here in Green Bay, a couple in Florida and a couple down in Lake Geneva.
So if people are going to be going to Florida or even the Lake Geneva's of the world and things like that, can they just get on your website and see all the different spots in the country?
Absolutely.
Because if I was going to Florida, I would check out your place first before I would look out any other Airbnb or anything.
You have a good website.
Yeah, and it's improving, actually. We're in the middle of a complete website revamp. But, you can go to our website, simplelife.com. And what's nice about it, too, is we break it down. So if you have pets, we have pet-friendly homes. We have about 40 of those. And it just really depends on what you're looking for. Budgets from affordable, I don't say economy, but affordable all the way up to some beautiful luxury homes down in Manitowoc. We just picked up a beautiful home that went live yesterday in Door County that's has part of a lavender farm connected to it. So we're growing and having a lot of fun. And be on the lookout for us, too. We are going to grow and potentially go into other destinations throughout the U.S. Coming up in the next couple of years.
I'm going to sound dumb, probably.
What's lavender?
Yeah, what's a lavender farm?
That's Door County.
It's where you grow lavender.
Door County.
Lavender.
Right, like Washington Island?
Washington Island. Lavender.
That's what they're known for.
I'm lost here.
You didn't know that?
No, what's a lavender? Is it a plant?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the smell of lavender, the color lavender.
It's a plant.
It's a plant. It's like a whole field. It's like a field of dandelions.
I'm going to get you some lavender soap.
Wow, John. Where have I been? I don't know. I know nothing about a lavender
farm. But you know what lavender smells like.
Sure.
So I'm going to get you a lavender bar of soap or some lavender body wash.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'd like that.
You could grow some out on your deck along with the other stuff you grow.
That's not a bad idea. That is not a bad idea.
But you've seen photos or pictures.
It's purple. It's like lavender color.
It's like a poppy field of lavender? Yeah. I literally have never seen that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. When you go
and I didn't know Door County was like the capital.
Well, Washington Island
is. Oh, actually, I've never been to Washington Island.
Washington Island has the largest lavender farm or area in the Midwest. It's incredible how big it is.
When you go into the art galleries in Door County, there's always pictures of Washington Island.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next time I go to an art gallery in Door County, I will look for that picture.
We're not holding our breaths on that one, John.
No,
but
there are a lot. You got to admit, right? There are a lot of those pictures, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So we have some great homes, and we're excited about what we're doing as a company, and you know, we're hoping this draft still turns out well for everyone.
It will,
and I think it will. I really think it will. We're remaining positive, and we're doing the best we can. And again, I'd say if you're coming up here and you have a great day and a great experience, stay an extra day and enjoy what's happening here.
I'm going to jump on what you just said there, which is exactly because I still get it from people even from the, hey, what's going on? We're doing the best we can.
We are.
I'm giving you, none of us are holding back any information.
No.
We are. And a couple mistakes, and I don't know that we're going to have a draft again, but even if we have a big event again, one is giving out the information needs to be more consistent and more press conferences. The other thing is that when they announced the draft, we talked about bringing in the ships for extra hotel rooms. We talked about the EAA campgrounds.
Oh,
there's a thing in the paper of the biggest busts. I guess I forgot what they called it, which we shouldn't have talked about it because. And then these people that really, Michael, you guys have always been really fair with your pricing. There's people who.
Very fair.
But there's some people that put some really greedy prices out there.
Yeah,
I think people are like, what?
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily greed so much as not understanding.
$10,000 a night isn't greed?
Well, there are so many rumors floating
that
around.
That was the rumor part of it.
There was such a big rumor.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was pushed in the sense that there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people here. There won't be any hotel rooms available. People are going to need a place to stay.
Right.
And you know what? I mean, listen, we spoke to a company the other day. Their employees are staying down in Milwaukee. They're busing them up two and a half hours every day back and forth because the hotels there were that much cheaper. I mean, it is what it is. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do.
The Ostoff, that's a resort in Elkhart Lake.
Yeah.
You've been there. They're shuttling people.
Yeah.
That's nice, right?
I will say this,
though,
too.
It's no rush. You really don't have to be here till 5. I mean, you want to get here early and go through the NFL experience, but you know what I mean? It's not like the day's flexible.
Yeah, I think the day's flexible. I mean, we're planning on starting our day that Thursday around 1.
Right.
But just to experience it, walk around, see what's there. Obviously, you know, get our place to stand. And we couldn't afford the seats, but, you know, we...
How was your three-week junket to Sicily?
Oh, it was. It wasn't 3 weeks. First of all, it wasn't a junket, but yeah. I don't know what a junket is, by the way.
But I know, but I want to take one sometime.
A junket. I just want to go on a junket.
I want to use the word analytics and circuitous and junket.
If we go on a junket, I would go on a junket with you and Jim and Todd.
Thank
How's
you.
That? Let's go on a junket, the four of us.
Todd, you
I think that would be fun.
I do too.
But yeah, it was good. Trip was good. Learned a lot. Helped some friends out who are in the business as well. Got some downtime, which I really needed, and just saw a beautiful part of the world and enjoyed.
Did you see any of those houses that you can buy for like $100?
No, they're not $100, but interesting enough, real estate there is very affordable.
Right.
You can buy a nice home there or build a nice home for, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars.
And the young people didn't want to stay in the country where people from America were like, oh my gosh, we want to go to the country. And all the young people in there are like, screw this, this is what I've been doing. We're going to the cities.
Yeah, no, it was beautiful. We were in a little town called Cefalù, and the mayorship is up in 2 years there. So my friends from Sicily are like, we want you to run for mayor of Cefalù. I said, I got someone who can help me. Be like a puppet regime.
Me?
Little puppet regime.
Can I be one of those guys?
Well, you could be a consigliere.
Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Small community like that.
Todd.
I have to tell you this. So Lisa and I are sitting here listening to you three, and we're just shaking our heads. They're like three peas in a pod in that room right now.
Could you imagine that?
Who knew Michael was so much like us? Who knew Michael was normal like us?
Yeah. Into the Wu-Tang get this clan site, like you guys.
Yes. Exactly.
Get over to this side of the glass, Lisa.
Wow. Michael, can't thank you enough for the great hospitality you've given us.
Listen, listen, this isn't going to end. So we're going to work on some other things with you guys. And as I shared with Todd, I know the draft's in a couple weeks. So we're still talking about doing some other things maybe before the draft at one of our homes. So we'll keep to be determined.
All right. This is going to be fun. Thanks for all you're doing. And this is we need quality businesses in Green Bay. You're one that we have here now.
Well, I live in Madison, but I feel a part of this community, and that's why I want to continue
want to
support everything.
You bet.
Yep.
Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. Please look them up. If it's not for the draft, some vacation. They're awesome. Mine and the Mayor, back after this.
Thanks.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mine and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. 21 degrees in Green Bay, 24 in Apton, 21 in Oshkosh. Forecast today, mostly sunny, high in the low 40s. At least right now, there isn't much of a wind, unlike yesterday, which was horrific, that wind. Wasn't it just a nasty, nasty day?
It was cold yesterday.
Yeah. Glad that one's behind us.
Yeah. Once again, today is Zoo Lovers Day, Empanada Day. Library Workers Day, National Wildlife Week. Who is okay? Empanada. What was that song Frank Sinatra had? The girl from
Ipanina. Ipanina.
And the girl from Ipanina.
No, that's not.
Pretty close. Let's do it.
The girl from Empanada.
Right. One, two, three. And the girl from Empanada. No, not with me, Todd.
It's only be a little.
Thanks, Todd. Okay. Todd just did one of those things where he just kind of
walked away from that, right?
Get off on that one. Okay. Anyway, pretty cool thing that Michael's doing and trying to get people to... Hotels are great. Hotels are doing well, but he's got so many options for the hospitality.
Well, I would love to look at some of his places, you know, outside of Green Bay, obviously, the Floridas, the Lake Genevas, and places like that. I'm excited about having those places.
And did you hear what he's doing down in Nashville?
That's a great thing.
Yeah, that'd be fun too. So a lot of people.
You know what I'd
now.
Be willing to do? I'd be willing to move to Italy, and run a branch of his in Italy. I'd be willing to do that. Todd,
I wonder how he'd feel about it.
Good. He'd feel good about it, I think.
Well, he's left the building, so we can talk.
Yeah,
That Italy thing's, you bring that up a lot. You should maybe look at that.
I would love that. I mean, I think I would love that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I heard in Italy a lot of, like, if you go to England or France, or they speak English. Okay? Well, of course, England. But I'm just saying in Europe, if you go to an air, you know, because I mean, when we're in Prague, and we went to a bus station, we're trying to get some information, and it's like, nah, we don't speak English.
Yeah. With French, a little
How
bit.
Are they?
Okay. No, they like French.
But Germans speak English.
Yeah.
Like nothing, right? Yeah. Like no problems. But Czechoslovakia does not. What is Italy?
I think when you get out of Italy, I don't know. I've only been Rome.
Because I'm watching those shows where they're remodeling those things, and a lot of the workers don't speak English.
No, and I was going to say, when you get out, because those homes aren't
No,
in
they're
Rome,
out in the, right? No, not at all, way out.
Right, so I think when you go way out, no, I don't think they have a huge desire to speak English.
To speak English.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Rome, that would be a little bit tough.
Do you know Italian?
None at all.
You learn it.
I get my, but you know what? My dad and my grandma always spoke Italian to each other. My mom and some of her sisters would speak Italian to each other. But my dad and mom didn't speak Italian to each other because they were such different dialects.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
You know what, though? I you do that full immersion. I'll bet you 6 weeks you could.
Right. But I mean, I'm just saying as far as how they grew up.
Yeah.
They had like real different. I never knew that for about Italy. Yeah. But I wish I would have learned.
Yeah.
But yeah, my dream is still to retire in Italy.
See, I thought you were going to go to
on the clock.
DUP.
I know.
Well, that's going to be my summer place.
Summer place, and then
it gets hot in Italy, I've heard.
Yeah.
So I would spend the summers in the UP and the winters in Italy. Might be a ski instructor in the Alps, something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Remember we talked also, you're on the clock.
Yeah, I know. I am on the clock. There's not even a question.
So I do have a question for you guys. This was brought up to me. You know, Sean Katzbeck was in here yesterday from Marinette. He might be able to work it out for you guys to go and maybe do a little welding at the ship. And he wanted to know if you guys were in for that.
I'm in.
What you thought.
I'm in.
For those of you not watching at home, Jim is giving side eye to Mino right now.
I'm raising my hand. I'm in.
I think that's
one of the things that we do. I'm going to get my welding degree.
That's not something you just.
And you know what I'm doing in my head? I'm turning back the clock.
Let's go fly a plane.
I'm turning back. I'm 49. I'm 48. How old am I? I'm 48. I'm 48 years old.
All right.
Okay.
I don't think welding is something you just let's go do that.
No, tomorrow. I'm going to take lessons.
Okay. If we take lessons and get trained, I would look at it.
Can you get me into NWTC? Because I think there's a waiting list.
Yeah, there probably is.
Yeah. But you always try to discourage me that I have to know math.
Yes. But that's not discouraging you. I'm telling you, that's a fact. That you're discouraging yourself because you're like, I don't know math.
All right. I'd love to be one of those shipbuilders.
Those are great, great jobs. And you talk about, we talk about the trades of plumbing, electrician. That is a longevity job, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you show
can do
up
that for,
and.
Do that for the next 30 years.
Yep.
Yep. Got this here, just like Italy. We have different dialects in this country. Have you ever been to Missouri? It's very difficult to understand people there. Gizmo. Missouri? I wouldn't think Missouri would be.
Oh, yeah. There's parts of it.
Really?
Once you get down to, like, just south of Chicago, that accent starts kicking in, that southern accent. And Missouri is always Missouri.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
You know, when they have those tornadoes and they interview those people. Well, I mean, no, really.
I know.
They're it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You would think they're from, like, Alabama or something, really far away, and they're not that far away.
You'd think that you grow up with geography class in all the way through, right? You have geography classes. You'd think you have a better perception sometimes of states and where they are. I remember I did a St. Norbert football game in Jacksonville, Illinois, against the Illinois College. And you would have thought we were in the deep south, southern...
That's a long state, though. But
I know
yes.
You know what I mean. They had nothing to do with the Bears or Chicago. It was St. Louis Rams,
no.
St. Louis Cardinals, St. Louis, whatever. Yeah,
even Ohio's that way, though. Yeah, too. You're down in Cincinnati. There's that southern drawl and stuff down
and
there.
It's just right across the border.
You know what I mean? Their airport's in Kentucky.
Yeah, but if somebody said, "Where are you from?" Illinois. Oh, you're way up north, huh? But if you say Kentucky, oh, way down south. But Kentucky's further north, than Illinois. Yeah, a lot of parts.
Right.
That's. This is the song.
Oh, this is your...
Yeah, girl from Empanada. Frank Sinatra did this song too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, listen, hang on. That when she passes, each one she passes goes. Wow. What?
What? Empanada day.
What? It really is.
Oh my God. Okay, we gotta get the show back on track in a couple minutes.
We gotta start a quick break.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.